its current state on WKAR. Just south of Grand Rapids, there's a group of young people making very interesting music. There in the Caledonia School District, you're apt to hear the Strike Percussion Ensemble. Current State's Jamie Paisley recently visited the Strike Ensemble while they were rehearsing just ahead of a very busy weekend.
When I walked into the Caledonia Fine Arts Center auditorium, I was greeted by a vast array of taiko drums, or traditional Japanese drums. The majority of the instruments were on the main stage, but there was also a battery of students and drums on an entirely different level of the auditorium, on the upper tier, near where a lot of the audience would also sit.
I'm Don Raymakers. I'm director of Strike Percussion Ensemble and middle school band director in Caledonia.
You own all the instruments outright yourself as well, and you have somebody that also makes them that comes in occasionally as well.
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, and we do own a little over $250,000 worth of equipment. We started with nothing. That does include our Japanese drums, which have a value of about $5,000 a piece, but they are built by William Swartz, who's a resident of Caledonia, an adult who works and plays with the group for fun, too.
The members of Strike, they are all students, or once they graduate, they're allowed to come back every once in a while?
They are all students, with the exception of our taiko maker, who comes in and plays with the kids for fun sometimes, but they are high school students. They have to be high school students, woodwind, brass, percussion enrolled in their band program, or strings enrolled in their orchestra program. And then they have to take lessons with one of our Strike teachers that we have, whether it's myself or there's four or five others. I got the idea from my teacher, Robert Honer, who was formerly of Central Michigan University, passed away about 14, 15 years ago now. He was a huge inspiration to all of his students, and he had a percussion ensemble that actually Strike is modeled after. Matter of fact, he gave us the name. I was teaching private lessons down here when I was playing for Mr. Honer up north, 2 hours away. So I used to commute 2 to 4 days a week, 2 hours, to come down and do lessons. And then a couple kids loved it, so I asked Mr. Honer what I should do, and he said start a percussion ensemble, and there it is. We do have a 10-person group called Travel Strike, and those students take performances, different gigs. They have a few coming up. There's 10 kids, and they learn a bunch of party favorites, anything from Jimmy Buffett to Blondie to Bob Marley. And whatever money is made, they take 100%. So it's like a side job for them. And the trade-off is then I can be with my family, and they can get Strike's name out.
When it comes to repertoire, who chooses that?
I choose it.
And arrange it as well?
No, I have done some arrangements, but most of our arranging comes from various people like Justin Rito from Michigan State, Dr. Steve Martin from Texas, Charlie Cooper from Michigan State. A lot of arrangements. And then we buy things. For example, the first piece we did, Prelude to Paradise, was written by Jake Remington. And we buy most of our music or have it arranged.
After the concert on Saturday, you are not kicking back with any of the students, because at that point, what do you have to get ready for on Sunday?
Sunday we take off for New Orleans, Louisiana, and we have some performances down there, and they do get to do some sightseeing and stuff like that and different things, but we are going to be doing some performances in New Orleans, going to be down there for a week, and then we'll give it a week off, and then we'll start the new show.
Wow, right into it.
Yes, we start in the summer, start a new show for next year. Thank you.
My name is Victoria Saylor, and I go to Caledonia High School, and I'm a part of the Strike Percussion Ensemble in my fourth year.
So you say you go to high school, but at the moment...
Yes, I just graduated on May 26th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So then what is next for you?
I'm actually doing some summer classes at GRCC, so those have already started, and then I have another year at GRCC and hope to transfer to Western. Go Broncos.
Studying what is your aim?
I'd like to be an audiologist, which is like 12 years of school, but...
It's a long path.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, though.
You've toured a bit, and you're about to tour again, to a very long trip as well. Is this the farthest that you've gone?
Yes, we did go to Florida, but I think New Orleans will be one of the longest trips we do.
What was the best thing, like your highlight from going to Florida?
In Florida, we got to perform on the Disney stage, like downtown Disney, and that was fantastic. Like, we had a pretty great crowd going.
The repertoire when it comes to orchestra and band is very different than it is when it comes to strike because of those percussion-only ensembles. That's a fairly recent thing in music history. Do you see that kind of gulf between the two sort of ensembles?
Absolutely. I've always felt that concert band especially was more like professional kind of, where in strike, like, you can go crazy and have as much fun as you want. I mean, I have fun in marching band, during drumline, and concert band can be fun, but, like, it's just you have the most fun in strike because of the amount of rehearsing you do with the people you're with.
Since you're going to be, hopefully, an audiologist, are there any measures that students take to protect their hearing a bit?
Absolutely. We all wear hearing protection, like, at all times. It's very highly encouraged. Like, not everyone follows it, but it is very highly encouraged that we have ear protection at all times.
And is there, do you know the people that don't, and you're like,
Yeah, I might be one of them. And I know, I want to fix people's hearing. I know, it's very, that's okay.
How is strike viewed across the rest of the high school?
Pretty much everyone knows who the strike kids are, because we always have, like, our apparel. We always have, like, our t-shirts and our sweatshirts, and we have, like, rain jackets. We always have our apparel on, and we rep it. Like, we gave a t-shirt to the principal, and he's repped it before, and, oh, it's great. And we just have so much fun with it. We put up posters for concerts. Like, we're so proud of strike.
The seniors that go off, what kind of percentage of those are going into music as well?
We have quite a few. One of the students you just saw up there actually just got a music scholarship, but he's not majoring music. We have quite a few that have gone into music and our band directors. Matter of fact, our high school band director here in Caledonia is a former strike member. And I have many students that go into music, music education, music performance, music business. I'd start naming them, but I'd forget someone, and there's a lot. So.
That's Don Raymakers, founder of the Strike Percussion Ensemble from Caledonia, Michigan. Information about the ensemble, their various concerts, and more can be found online at strikepe.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.